Chapter 8. The nurses wouldn't let us see Johnny. He was in critical condition, no visitors. But Two-Bit wouldn't take no for an answer. That was his buddy in there, and he aimed to see him. We both begged and pleaded, but we were getting nowhere until the doctor found out what was going on. "Let them go in," he said to the nurse. "He's been asking for them. It can't hurt now." Two-Bit didn't notice the expression in his voice. "It's true," I thought numbly. "He is dying." We went in, practically on tiptoe, because the quietness of the hospital scared us. Johnny was lying still with his eyes closed, but when Two-Bit said, "Hey, Johnny kid," he opened them and looked at us, trying to grin. "Hey, y'all." The nurse, who was pulling the shades open, smiled and said, "So, he can talk after all." Two-Bit looked around. "They treating you okay, kid?"
"Don't," Johnny gasped. "Don't let me put enough grease on my hair."
"Don't talk," Two-Bit said, pulling up a chair. "Just listen. We'll bring you some hair grease next time. We're having the big rumble tonight." Johnny's huge black eyes widened a little, but he didn't say anything. "It's too bad you and Dally can't be in it. It's the first big rumble we've had, not counting the time we whipped Shepherd's outfit."
"He came by," Johnny said.
"Tim Shepherd?"
Johnny nodded.
"Came to see Dally."
Tim and Dallas had always been buddies.
"Did you know you got your name in the paper for being a hero?"
Johnny almost grinned as he nodded.
"Tough enough," he managed,
and by the way his eyes were glowing, I figured Southern gentlemen had nothing on Johnny Cade. I could see that even a few words were tiring him out. He was as pale as the pillow and looked awful. Two-Bit pretended not to notice.
"You want anything besides hair grease, kid?"
Johnny barely nodded.
"The book."
He looked at me.
"Can you get another one?"
Two-Bit looked at me, too. I hadn't told him about Gone with the Wind. "He wants a copy of Gone with the Wind so I can read it to him," I explained. "You want to run down to the drugstore and get one?"
"Okay,"
Two-Bit said cheerfully.
"Don't y'all run off."